This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Swung on, hit in the air, right center field. That one is walloped. It is gone! Into the Phillies' bullpen. Second home run of the night for Kyle Schwarber. It's another solo shot. And the Phillies are on top 3-0 as the fireworks explode off the top of the bell.
Man, oh man, what a night for the Phillies. What a night for the offense. What a night for the pitching. And this team just continues to march towards another World Series. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle, of course, behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494, on a day to celebrate, a day to look forward, and a day, and I'm ready to say it right now, good morning, Hugh Douglas. This series is all but over. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. That's what it sure feels like. This team feels like a juggernaut, man. Like yesterday, I just want to say the other day I talked about I was going to go do something else and watch the game. Did not watch the game, but I watched that game last night when I got home. And, man, it just feels – the last two nights to me, Joe, have felt real one-sided, like for real one-sided. When you talk about what the Arizona Diamondbacks were coming into this series, you know, everybody talked about they were a mirror image of what the Phillies were last year. They look like they're just overwhelmed. And you, I think that is attributed to – the loudness and the boisterousness of the crowd that's at Citizens Bank Park, man. Shout out to the people that went, man. And shout out to the people that were there that made it loud. That shout out to the people that made me like what my man's song.
Bryson Stott?
Bryson Stott's song.
That's your new song.
Living in a great big world with my head up and out of space. Yeah, I kind of like it.
Yeah, you love it. Now, I knew it was just a matter of time.
But no, because you know what it is? The people singing so much. It's like one of those catchy tunes. Because at first it was like, oh, I don't feel like hearing.
Well, I think that's the catchy tune thing. That's this team. They are – you can't not fall in love with this group right now.
And then I listen to the actual words.
Yeah, you in now?
Yeah, like with the, you know, running through this great big world, yep. My head up in outer space. I can relate to that.
I feel like we need some Hugh karaoke later in the show. All right, so much to react to today. Here's the way I feel about this series. It's over. It is over at 2-0. The Phillies are going to win this series. I don't think this thing comes back from Arizona. Hugh, I agree with you. The Diamondbacks are overwhelmed. The Phillies are the far better team. And this isn't just a couple of nice nights for the Phillies. This is a playoff run of dominance.
So, of epic proportion.
The numbers are ridiculous. Every time I see a stat, it's like, this is the first team ever to do this. It's the Phillies. So the Phillies now have a plus 33 run differential in their playoff run so far. They've out-homered their opponents in three different series now, 19-4. Here's the one that blew me away, though. The Phillies have played 72 innings in the postseason. They have either been ahead or tied at the end of 70 of those 72 innings. The only game they lost, Game 2 down Atlanta last week, it took a whole bunch of craziness for that to happen between a couple home runs. Obviously, the Bryce, you know, getting thrown out there, a Turner error. That's the only game they lost. It took all those things to happen. Hugh, I've been watching baseball, and I feel like I have a fair recall of the postseason for about 30 years now. Like, I've watched a lot of playoff baseball for 30 years across the Phillies in their runs and everything. I've never seen a more dominant start than this. This is a beatdown of the entire National League. The Marlins didn't stand a chance. The Braves really didn't stand a chance once they got back here. And now the Arizona Diamondbacks. Six games separated the Phillies and Diamondbacks in the standings this year, Hugh. It doesn't look like these two teams are even in the same class.
You know what? They look so good, it's scary. Like, seriously, all jokes aside, you're talking about, what, 15 runs?
In two games.
And
they've only allowed three.
They've been yamming like the last couple of games. My biggest concern now is like, you know, as a fan, you're like, oh my gosh, what if? You know, we still got another series to go. We still got another
and
series
two
to go.
More wins in this
yeah,
one. Yeah,
we still got two more wins in this one.
This series
bro.
Is over.
Boy, they look like they will not be denied. I mean, the look on these guys' faces, it's an exciting time. I'm not trying to get ahead of myself, but I would just say this. Might want to clear your schedules a little bit.
For like, next week?
Couple weeks.
Next couple weeks? Yeah. Well, the World Series starts a week from Friday. And then, you know, we can all look forward maybe after that. There is, you know, they do parades after teams win championships. And I'm not afraid. Like, you know, we have this thing where we're afraid to say something because we're going to jinx it or something. I don't care. Like, I don't think I could jinx anything. Whatever. Nothing we say really makes a difference. We're just having fun, and we're just reacting to everything. This team feels like they're going to win the World Series. They feel like the best team in baseball. They are dominating their opponents. As a group, this offense is slugging .575 during the postseason. I want to put that in perspective for you. Mookie Betts' slugging percentage was .579. Okay, Ronald Acuna Jr. was .596 this year. They're hitting like a .9, like as a group of MVPs. As a group, they're hitting like MVPs, and they're pitching. Hugh, Aaron Nola last night. My goodness. We had so much concern, and rightfully so, about Nola all season long, right? He didn't pitch well. The ERA was well over 4, the whole pitch clock thing. Hugh, if you look at Aaron Nola since the end of September, he's back. This is the Aaron Nola. Like, this is the best version of Nola. That knuckle curve last night, they were just flailing at that thing.
No, they couldn't do nothing with him last night, man. And it was one of those things where, you know, they talked about him being a free agent. They talked about his last pitching outing. And the fact that, you know, you don't want a guy like this, you don't want to let him go. Like, he looked phenomenal. He looked unhittable last night. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're locked in, man. That's the thing when I see about this team right now. They're locked in, and it feels like they will not be denied.
Yeah, and I know the series is shifting back now to Arizona, 3 straight road games. So the Phillies' home field advantage is going to go on the back burner for a little bit because they have to play 3 in Arizona. I don't think it matters. I look at these two teams, and – Arizona just blew their best chance to make this a series. Merrill Kelly last night and Zach Gallen in game one, those are their two best pitchers, and it didn't matter. I actually thought Merrill Kelly last night pitched pretty well.
He didn't
pitch
bad. He just got caught like
3 home runs.
He got caught early with them 3. I didn't see the first one because I was traveling, but yeah, he just got caught. He got caught with those 3, and it was ugly after that. He just couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, and I thought the Diamondbacks manager, Turi Lavoie, did the Phillies a favor last night. That was a bizarre pitching change when they took out Merrill Kelly to get to the lefty to face Bryson Stott, and then he kind of managed himself into a pretzel because then comes Real Muto. They walk Castellanos, Marsh with the big hit. That's where the game, you know, at 3-0, Hugh, it's like, all right, it's a tight game. It
could go either way at that point, yeah.
If the bullpen gets a little shaky, all of a sudden the tying runs at the plate. Once the single by Stott, and I thought that at-bat was the at-bat at the game for the at-bat of the game for the Phillies. Once Stott got the hit and then Real Muto hit the double, it was, as you would say, kiss the baby.
Kiss the baby.
It was over. The whole thing was over. And I look at these two teams and I say one team is playing like a team that's poised to win a championship, and the other team,
they're playing like they're just happy to be here.
Yeah, they've reached their limit.
They're playing like they didn't realize what they were walking into. They underestimated what the fan base is here, I think. You know, because, you know, you talk about the night before when Gallen was on the mound, Zach Gallen, and then you had Merrill last night, and they both – I'm not going to say so much Zach, but Merrill definitely downplayed what it's like to be here.
Of course he did.
He definitely downplayed it. I don't think people realize how much of an advantage having a rabid fan base like this is. I don't think they really realize that. We live in a day and age now where, you know, people want to downplay certain things, be like, oh, it's not a big deal. No, being a fan of any team here in Philadelphia, that's a big deal. That is a big deal. So much so that we had some young lady calling here yesterday, was mad at Travis Kelce because he ain't have on any Phillies gear. Y'all need to be mad at Ross Tucker.
Well, at least he told us he wasn't going to wear Phillies gear.
Shout out to my man Ross, but y'all need to be mad at Ross Tucker.
I did. He wore his Army Navy red zip up. It was Phillies red. I'll give him that. He got the
Ross,
right shade.
Listen,
it's a solid pivot.
Yeah,
to wear red.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, y'all got on me yesterday when the lady was getting on me about the whatever. No, y'all need to get on Ross.
So Ross was on the morning show today as I was driving in. He defended himself. They all told him to go get some Phillies gear, and
no,
he's like,
Ross, no. Listen, and I understand, Ross, I'm not counting your money. I get it because I'm the same way. I'm kind of tight with my purse strings,
yeah, I think
too.
He called himself fiscally responsible,
yeah,
when I heard him
I'm
this morning.
I'm tight with my purse strings, too. But, Ross, come on, man. You can probably go to like a Goodwill or something and get something, Phillies.
Well, I saw, you know who was at the game last night? He took a photo with Ross. Dan Orlovsky from ESPN was, yeah, at the game last night, and he had an Attaboy Harper t-shirt, and he probably got that in the parking lot.
He probably did.
Yeah, or somewhere. You know,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, he's making too much money for that.
He's kind of like a fake Philadelphia fan, though. I think
Dan Orlovsky.
I think he's sort of like a bandwagoner. He hops
nobody,
on the
Nobody
Phillies
likes
team.
Dan Orlovsky, though. I mean,
I don't know. I think
Dan is cool, but like anytime Dan has a take, especially on a quarterback, that, oh, they good.
Well, he ran out of the back of the end zone.
That's his job. Yeah,
it's certain dudes, man. I said I wasn't going to call anybody garbage, but it's just certain dudes that when you see them, there are certain images that are burned into your head, like
back
Mark Sanchez.
Butt fumble.
Right, Hugh Douglas crushing Jim Miller.
Yeah, you have an image.
Or the T.O. thing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's true.
And then, you know what? Speaking of images, we're starting to have images with these Phillies guys, and it's crushing October.
Oh,
this
man,
is what they
you.
Do. Man, oh, man.
It's the look on their faces, too, when they crush these home runs. It's like, I tried to tell you, like, or you know, you messed around and found out.
Schwarber last night.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's the look. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Turner had a big shot in the first inning, and he's been money in the postseason. A tremendous start for Trey in his first postseason as Philly. And I don't think we're really kind of like putting it in our heads what Schwarber's doing in the postseason for a career, and certainly here in Philadelphia. You know, only six players in the history of baseball have more postseason home runs than Kyle Schwarber. This guy is built for October, and this team right now, they're built for this. I'm calling it right now. This series is over. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to say it? The series is over. Philly's up 2-0, heading back to Arizona. We'll do the Game 2 montage in our next segment. Get all your reaction to a Phillies win. It's a celebratory day here on WIP. The Phillies are two wins away from a pennant, six from a championship. Are you ready to kiss the baby and say, yep, this thing is over? Seth Joyner joins the show at 11, and you got to hear what Pedro Martinez said about this Phillies team after the game on MLB Network. You'll love it. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.